Classic Leap Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 317 of the Classic Leap Podcast. My name is Scott, my co-host is Kevin, and Kevin, before you start real quick, let's have Kaiser help us with a sound check. Kaiser, give us a thumbs up if it sounds okay. I forgot to do a little bit of a double check. But Kevin, if we're not restarting, man, how's the week been? How you doing?
Good. My TMJ is better because I got a denture card, a denture night guard. Ah, I grind my teeth apparently. I think I do.
Gotcha.
So I bought one of those things, and my TMJ seems to be going away because it rhymes.
A denture night guard. So do you have dentures as well, or is, like, in my mind, I'm wondering if I misunderstood the term dentures is what I'm...
No, I'm an idiot. Goal of not this. Dentures. It's a night and sleep guard.
Or just a mouth guard. Just a mouth guard.
Mouth guard, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. When you said dentures, I'm like, oh my God, I've misunderstood that term my entire life.
I asked a pharmacist if they had a denture guard when I meant to say night guard, and they're like, for you? I'm like, yeah, my teeth hurt.
I could have been a pharmacist. Like, that's what you're telling me.
Yeah. So it's not your fault. So,
well, I'm glad that your fault. I'm glad your jaw is better. We did not get a chance to record. It is Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2020, and Kaiser didn't think you were that old. We normally record on Wednesday, so Kevin, I'm glad you had an extra day to rest up and be ready to go.
I had to check my schedule, see all the places I had to go. I had to cancel all my events, so. I cancel all of them for you, for the listeners.
Yes, not for
the listeners. I was going to say fans, but I'm like, no one's a fan of me. We have people who listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's this?
I don't use the term fans. We have listeners and people that like to passively participate in the conversation. So,
yeah,
which we love that. That's how I, there's a lot of podcasts I listen to. I'm not sure I call myself a fan of everybody I listen to.
Yeah.
Man, I guess before we jump in, this is a video game podcast. We do have Amazon affiliate links every now and again. We mention them at the top of the show. So if you would like to support us, please visit the affiliate links in the description of the podcast player and YouTube channel, wherever you're listening. So, but Kevin, I'm having a whiskey drink tonight, and there's a podcast I listen to called The Video Game Outsiders, and one of their co-hosts was, his name is Matt, and he lives in Canada, and I think Ontario, and...
Oh, I know that guy.
And he mentioned, he mentioned that he was drinking a beer, and I think it's what you're drinking, something Miller City Organic or something?
Mill Street Brewery Organic, yeah, Mill Street Organic.
I had never heard, I feel like beers, you know, all vegan or it's like almost always organic mostly, isn't it?
I guess that's just the name of the brand.
Yeah.
Like, so organic. Yeah.
It stood out to me like, oh, what a good naming scheme for,
for a beer. I never actually thought about it being like organic beer. I just, that's the name of it. Like when you drink Moose Head, you don't think you're drinking Moose's Head, right? It's just the name of it.
Sure, that's a good point. He really liked the beer, and you said it's your favorite. It's like a lager beer?
My favorite, yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite style of beer is just lagers. I can pound those all day long.
Honestly, I'm a big beer drinker. There's an app called Untappd, which you can track all your beers. I'm trying to get a record of like 100. I'll go to the store and just buy random cans of beer. I'm buying 6-packs of these ones because it's harder to go to the beer store now because, you know, Corona. So if I'm going to go there, I want to grab like a 6-pack of something I know I like as opposed to just randomly choosing.
Sure.
So I drink a lot of beer, but I honestly don't know the difference between IPAs, lagers, if it's hoppy. I someone asked me because we have a drink called Space Invaders.
Okay.
It's made by the same people, or is it? I don't remember. Anyways, it's a Space Invader drink. The can has an actual Space Invader on it. It's really good. It's my second favorite. And somebody at line asked, like, this is before Corona. So someone asked me, oh, is that an IPA or is that hoppy? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the difference in taste is. I know I like it. So,
okay. For me, the IPAs to me have more of like the piney, Christmassy. I know it, the difference.
Well, I knew this one was a lager because it actually says on the bottle it's a lager. So that's why I was able to look at it and go, yes.
I think it's easier to tell like a lager versus an IPA than it is to tell diet and regular soda for me on a blind test.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like cigarettes to me. Like they all taste like ass. Like I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Cigarettes. I'm with you on that. But I like the taste of beer.
Yeah. Me too.
He didn't think Kevin was that old. What Paranerds fan for life? So Kevin, you do have a
that's
fan,
right? Oh, gee, I don't know how to react to that. Stop it. You're making me blush. Seriously, stop it.
Corona has always been at the beer shop. Kaiser says as well. Yeah. Corona has always been at the beer shop. He's in Australia, so. It was interesting. It was just a little jarring when we were in Spain when I was in college, because Budweiser was so expensive and like the shit we wanted was really inexpensive. From what we used to. It was just
I can't stand Budweiser or Coors or any of that.
I can stand it. I
won't turn it down. Not like a party.
There you go. All right.
I won't like throw it and be like, what is this trap? But I won't go out of my way to buy it. If there was that and nothing, I would choose nothing.
That's
like at a store.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm not that tight. Yeah. I will. I don't know. There's some like liquors I won't touch, but beer. There was one called Milwaukee's Best.
Uh-huh.
And Blatz. There was one called Blatz. I don't know if I could get through those. Those are pretty rough.
Yeah.
And there was also one by Leinenkugel's that was like a purple beer. It was disgusting.
I had cocoa beer the other day. I tried.
How was that? Was it like a stout? Awful. Or was it like a?
Oh, it was thick. Like
black, like Guinness. Yeah. Okay. A stout.
Probably. And they actually had cocoa in there.
Huh?
It wasn't bad. It had cocoa in it, but it wasn't bad. I just wouldn't do it again. I just wanted to have a check on my app. But it had like 7.2%, so it was really good.
At least you're not wasting your time, right?
Yeah, it said strong beer, and I was like, oh, yes, you are.
Good deal, man. And also I'm going to talk about Video Game Outsiders later.
Are they like a indie podcast like us, or are they like IGN Presents Video Game?
Oh no, they're like us, way more popular. But in terms of what you're asking, they are like us. They just have an audience.
Okay. So for this week, I said last time that I'm going to start adding sales to the podcast, because I used to do them on my old podcast as well. And I think I like listening to podcasts because first off, I look at sales and I look for sales all the time. It's just what I do on my phone all the time because I love it. I'll buy a billion games, never play them. So I like sharing it on Twitter as well. So I figure might as well say it on the podcast. I'm not going to tell you if a game is like 30% off. Who gives a shit about that? I mean, sales, like a game is like on sale for $2 instead of 20. Like that's a sale to me. So I'm going to give a little run this week, a small sale. Obviously PlayStation having their spring sale. I'm not going to tell you all 700 games that are on sale, but I'll tell you which ones I think are incredible and which ones are insane. It's that cheap. And so I'll be doing that at the end of the news segment. Remember how last week I was talking about how I really wanted to buy Final Fantasy VII, the remake?
Yes.
And I was contemplating it for so long. Before I decided to bite the bullet on that, because I didn't want to spend the money because it was expensive, my car battery died. And that died when I was going to go out to buy groceries. And it died from not being used for 4 weeks.
Hey, my troubleshooting guess, my first guess was the right one, wasn't it?
What you said.
You showed me a video of it, and I'm like, oh, that's probably your car battery.
Yeah, it was. I was so sad.
Hey, when I find out that the problem with my car is a car battery, that feels like I've dodged a bullet. I know there's a couple hundred bucks, but like that is.
My thing is, it could have just not happened, because that would have been nice too.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially not being used for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it was, right?
That is the problem with, live and learn.
Yeah. So I called my CAA, which you guys have as AAA, I'm guessing.
Yes, right? That's what I have. Yeah.
Okay, so we have CAA, which is the same idea, like roadside assistance, anytime, whatever, I'm guessing. So I called them. They came by. We social distanced, and he ran a test. He's like, yeah, your battery's at 10% life. He's like, so you can go to a garage, but right now I don't know which garages are open. And I was like, I don't want to take transit and do all that. So I was like, do you have a battery? And he did, and he changed it on the spot. So
nice.
So because of that, I was like, you know what? fuck it. I spent $200 without wanting to. I'm going to buy Final Fantasy VII Remake. Fuck
yes, I love that logic. I get it. Like, fuck it. I was trying to be frugal, but burning it all down. Like, I'm already this far in. Fuck it. I'm getting the game.
The cards are down. You're going to throw fire on it. You're like, fuck it. I tried, and obviously the gods are against me. And I can't find a goddamn physical copy of that game anywhere. No. And now I want it more. I know I can buy it digitally, but if I'm going to buy a full price game, especially one that I really want, I want a physical copy of that game. That just, I know it's stupid, but that's the way my mind works.
Yeah, I'm not cut that way, but I can understand that perspective.
Because I'm like, $80 for a new game? I want a physical copy of that game that I know I spent $80 on.
You know what, man?
I
can't
do it on digital.
I'm not going to lie. I admire your ability to be patient. Like, I absolutely would have rage bought the digital copy.
It's because I have a backlog. So if it wasn't for that backlog, like if I was like, I'm desperate for a new game, I probably would have just done it.
Okay.
But because I'm working through my backlog, I have games until I can get it. So I'm not too crazy about it. And I know what happens in the game because it's Final Fantasy VII. So can't really spoil that game for me.
Yeah, but it sounds like there is stuff to spoil about this new experience. It sounds like there is stuff worth...
Fair, but I also don't care that much. Like, you know, when you want to watch, like, I had to watch a Marvel movie before anyone spoiled it on the internet because I wanted to know what happened.
Yeah.
But if there was like a horror movie that was out, I don't really care if I get spoiled for it. I'll watch it eventually. Like, it's not like something I have to do right away.
I'm hypersensitive to spoilers. I feel like I'm getting way better about it. I'm kind of a baby, so.
I prefer not to know about any kind of spoilers, but it happens, right?
It does. Yeah. Well, it sucks that your car battery died. I'm glad that it was a simple fix, though. That line.
Yeah, it was good in the end, but you know, I could have just had that not happen.
And that's true. Hey, we do have a couple of new releases to get to. I'm gonna see if there.
So I didn't really see any that stood out, unless you could think of.
I heard people talk about them. I guess out of nowhere, there's a new XCOM game that's coming out, or that's out.
Yeah,
it's like $10 or something. And then I thought I heard on Giant Bomb that Gears of War Tactics is out this week. Maybe it's next week or something like that.
What is that? Is that like
it's Tactics like XCOM, Gears of War game? Yeah. Yes, Tactics Gears of War.
Huh.
It's right in the name, right? I love when companies have the balls to just name it what it is.
The name is the instructions.
That's so good they named it twice. What was it? Couscous? Yeah. Is that stupid joke?
I don't know.
I don't know. Somewhere, it's like a Seinfeld joke. Couscous is so good they named it twice.
Oh, I don't know. I'm bad with Seinfeld references. It's Simpsons reference.
I think I only, you know what, I've seen more Simpsons than I have Seinfeld.
I think I'm probably in the same boat.
I have probably seen 5 or less full episodes of Seinfeld.
Okay, no, I've seen more than that.
I've seen a lot of bits.
Yeah, you know, like Soup Nazi and, you know, hello and all that. But it's because when I was a kid, I was against watching real live TV. No matter what it was boring to me.
Okay.
So except Mary with Children and Fresh Prince were the only two, like, they were like cartoons to me.
Sure.
I'd watch it and actually enjoy it. But other times, I wouldn't watch any real.
There were some TV. Really good but cartoon shows like that when we were kids, so it's too bad. Well, I guess I keep thinking that you're a little closer to age than to me than you are. And so we were really far apart when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like Saved by the Bell and California Dreams and all sorts of like.
Punky I watched Brewster. Those when I was like old, like. Early teens, okay. I'd say. So I did watch that when I was early teen, but sometime when I was like a kid, like when I was like 6 or 7, I didn't watch.
I get that. I did. Like those were on too on Saturdays and stuff. So and after school. And
okay.
So. Cool. Well, yeah, it was mostly I just wanted to mention that XCOM kind of out of nowhere had something, and then also Gears Tactics, I guess, is coming out just because you in particular have. This newfound love for those style of games after having such a good time with Rabbids, that it was like, oh, cool. We would have skipped it otherwise.
I downloaded XCOM. Yeah, I downloaded XCOM for my Vita, but I was like, I don't want to play this right now. It's too long.
That's that relaunched one that came out like a few years ago. Because there was like an old school PC XCOM. I'm sure that's what it is. So
I think it was the new one.
Kaiser says, same boat for him. I skipped most of the live action shows as a kid as well. I only watched Saved by the Bell for the intro as a kid. It was so cool back in the day. Oh, yeah. Love that show.
It's all right because you're saved by the bell.
Screech
is still dirty now.
Yeah. I think I've told this story before, but it's been a while, so I apologize. Told me like maybe Tecmo Balls and Kaiser and you. So, when I was in college, my junior year, the house that I lived in, there were two lofts that would share a single bathroom, and two guys would live in each loft. So, my buddy Pat, on the other loft, he was one of the event coordinators for the university, so he would bring, for Ohio University, celebrities in, and one of them was Mr. Belding. So,
oh shit!
So he had Dennis Haskins come in. So one year he had the Ultimate Warrior. So these people would come and do motivational speeches at the college and all that. Well,
cool.
My buddy Pat was able to get Dennis Haskins to do his voicemail greeting, because this was before text messaging. So if you had a cell phone, you called and you left a voicemail. So his was, "Hey, hey, hey, you've reached Pat's phone. If you don't leave him a message, you're going to have detention." But it was real Mr. Belding doing it.
Did he do his,
yes, or whatever? Yes, it was fucking amazing. Awesome. He did a full character of Mr. Belding. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Hey, you've reached Pat's phone. If you don't leave a message, you're going to have detention, or something like that. It was amazing.
That is so cool.
Say by the bell.
I miss those, like having voicemails like that. Everyone used to do the radio thing, right? The little things, they happen to, hey, you reach Kevin's cell, please leave a message, little things.
Yeah.
And he slowly put the volume down before the fade out.
My buddy had his dad do his, and it was just, "Yo, this is Tyler, leave a message." But they look and sound alike, but it sounded like a slowed down. It just didn't sound quite like him. And it was years went by before he's like, "Oh, yeah, that's my dad. That's not me."
I'm thinking of This is Peter McAllister, the father from Home Alone, from the talk boy. Oh my god, voicemail. Now I see three voicemails. I'm like, oh, I don't want to look at those.
Right?
I'll leave it full so no one can leave any more messages.
Thank God, like, Google just dictates it for me. I'm like, you know what? I don't even care responding. Just whatever, what they say. Just tell me.
Oh, yeah, the text, voice to text thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I guess let's talk about some of the stuff that we saw in the news. So,
So
what jumped out to you, man?
News. All right, so news has been very...
Now, Kevin, it's time to talk about the news.
Oh, news! Oh, when I had patience to edit a podcast. The news has been light, obviously, because Corona. So it's hard to find anything really worth that while. But I did see one of those cool things that you would have probably picked out because you like this kind of stuff.
Wow.
And I get it now.
I'm flattered. Remember, you said that with an insulting tone. You talk to me like that again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
It's because I don't know how to talk to people. you like when
you're absolutely right. Like, this is exactly right up my alley. This has got my name all over it. You're absolutely right.
It's like when you have the Super Mario being able to play on a, what was it called? A Spectrum ZX or something?
Yeah.
And I was like, why do people care about this? Well, I was like super, super like hyped about someone made Super Mario Odyssey 64. So they made the game Super Mario Odyssey, but they made it as if it wasn't Super Mario 64. So it's the same graphic style as Super Mario 64, but it's Super Mario Odyssey. And I was like, it's like the gates of heaven opened. I was like, I get it. I get why he likes this now. This is so cool. Completely unnecessary. No one's really going to play it, but it's just cool that you did it.
Yes.
I get it.
Thank you. Oh, that's so cool. Welcome aboard.
So I'm so hyped about it. I read it as Super Mario 64 Odyssey. That's that's weird. Like Super Mario 64 is in Odyssey. And I actually like watched the video and I'm like, holy, it's just Odyssey with 64 graphics.
So, awesome. So the guy put it through into the, so here's why Video Game Outsiders is coming up again. So Matt Bradford is the name of the guy that's the Canadian that drinks your beer. And yeah. John Jacobson, what a good time for me to mention your beer.
Right.
John Jacobson, the other co-host, he was the one that was talking about this. So I'm going to give like a little bit of his review and impressions. I haven't seen this, but.
Okay.
So what he was describing is that the guy that's a really popular modder in Mario 64 circles, when he did his best to really recreate Odyssey, but in the 64 engine. So he made the compromises where appropriate. And he has a lot of the game mechanics in it, like the hat going forward and the way that the yeah. jumps and all of that work. So he redesigned some of the levels so that it fits with the new feel of the game. And John was saying that it just feels awesome. And he, for those of you that are interested in how we got it working, the article that we'll have linked from Games Radar, I think, will give links that you can download the ROM. And now it's a patch. You don't have the ROM. You need to find your own ROM. But you yeah. go through the patch process, and then the emulator, one of the emulators that's available through RetroArch is the one that John was using. And RetroArch is one of those like plug and play front ends.
All in one.
Yeah, you can get yeah. it on Steam and all that stuff. Just tell it what folder to look at the stuff for.
I just found out my Vita had that, so I can play a bunch of different emulators without me knowing. I got Simpsons Arcade in my Vita.
Oh, and RetroArch?
Just by using RetroArch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hear Rob on the Retro Game Club with Hugh. He talks about RetroArch all the time.
RetroArch is awesome. I didn't even like. I had no idea that's what that was. I just had it for the NES emulator.
Oh, okay.
You didn't realize I can find a good NES.
Oh, you didn't realize it was a whole front end for like MAME.
I knew. It said MAME in it, but I didn't know it was already there. I thought it was like here's a folder for MAME. And I downloaded the Simpsons Arcade to take screenshots from my Instagram account, the retro one, and it worked. And I can only choose Marge because one player one is Marge, player two is Homer, whatever the way the arcade was.
Yeah.
I'm only Marge, but I was like, this is so cool. I have the Simpsons Arcade on my Vita.
Hey, the vacuum.
I didn't do anything.
Vacuum's a hell of a weapon anyway. So
I wonder if this will work on my Vita then. Because when I said no one's actually going to play it, I mean, no one's going to be knocking down doors and stuff to like get to it. Only if like people will play it. I didn't mean to like bring it down. I mean, people will obviously play it, but it's not something that we care more than anyone else. Everyone else will just watch the video and be like, that's cool, man.
Sure.
That's cool. Right? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to dig myself out of my horrible hole that I said. But yeah, I wonder if that would work on my Vita as well.
I'd like
to try it out. Yeah.
If it does, let me know, because then remember Dumez sent that other 64 ROM hack that was Mario.
That's right. Wasn't that Super Mario Land?
Yeah, so we can see if we can get that yeah. going. And if that's the case, then I might break down and finally mod my Vita. I'll have you walk me through that.
The greatest thing
I love ever. The Vita is which iteration do you have? Do you have that first one with the OLED?
The first one,
yeah, me too. Yeah,
I made sure to get awesome. The first one for the black screen or the black OLED.
Shout out to Mike T from the Cartoon Retrocast. He's the one that he found a steal on like the Amazon warehouse, like that refurbished site. Do you have that in Canada? It's called the Amazon warehouse deals or something, and it's the refurbished like return center or secondhand thing. So there's like no returns. It's like. Whatever.
It is what it is out of the box.
Yeah. And unless it's like dead on arrival and it said it wasn't dead, that like it's that kind of stuff. You can't like nitpick.
Yeah.
I found me an unbelievable deal for the Walking Dead version, which was just the box because the game was already taken. So, But I adore that thing. It's awesome.
I bought this for $50 at the mom and pop store that used to be down the street from my house, which closed down. I used to buy all my games there. And they're surprised I wanted the first one. They're like, really? The first one? Okay.
Have you seen how you're supposed to hold it?
No.
I hold it wrong. Do you have
it like,
was that your case or was that it?
Yeah. No,
that's wrong. That's wrong.
You're not supposed to hold like this?
No.
Really? Because I know you keep touching the back.
Yeah. Hold it. Hold like no. Get your fingers out. Yes.
Like okay. This?
Yeah. Get your thumb and now put your fingers up top. Your pointers up top. Yeah. You can feel how it feels weird at first, But get your hands like that. And
I
start
feel
pouring.
Like I'm scared to touch it like this.
I know, it is weird. It feels like you're being all dainty, right? You're not like, gripping it.
But then, oh, I guess so.
It's better with your hand fatigue and all that too. It's amazing. I don't like it. But it's actually not terrible. Now, I actually use one of those hand thingies. We had someone send us one for review.
The grip or whatever?
Yeah, like it puts it in a grip so you can hold it as we want to. But
okay. I always forget that I'm holding it wrong because I always touch the back screen, especially when I'm playing like a PS1 game. You just see, I'm like, why is that selecting? What the hell? Oh, right. Touch screen. That was a dumb idea on their part.
I know. It's too bad.
I just added a bunch of PS1 games to my Vita. South Park, Busta Groove, games that you can't buy on the store and that I legally own, those people out there.
Kaiser says, I've still got my...
Sorry, go ahead.
Kaiser said, I've still got my launch Vita. I remember how it was like a paperweight for 6 months until Sony released a patch that made the system work. I don't remember that. He said, you have to hold it like a lobster?
Yeah, like...
But you see what I mean? It's designed to be held like that.
It feels like it's supposed to be held that way, but I don't like it.
I don't like it. Correct, but it's designed to be held that way. I'm with you.
Yeah, it feels that way.
Perfect. So
I gotta look at the promotion photos for like when the Vita was first launched and see if they're holding it like that in the promotion photos.
I feel like someone mentioned it that it was. I was like, really? Sure enough, especially
and then they laughed behind
like,
your back.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this idiot holding it like a lobster.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they tricked him. So cool. Now I did not dig too much into this, but this. I heard Giant Bomb talk about it, so I'll try to interject a little bit here and there. But you'll have to tell us about the Mario Maker update. There's a big Mario Maker 2 update.
Holy hell. I have Mario Maker 2. I've only been playing the story mode. I haven't actually went in there and played, made levels or made my own level because I don't have time like I used to make it.
Their story mode's awesome. I like a lot of the levels in there.
It is good, but fuck, there's so many.
There's a lot.
Challenges. I'm like, yes, I got them. Oh, there's 10 more.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. And I was disappointed to see that the levels I made on the original Mario Maker cannot be translated to this one. So I actually have to have like the gamepad and the Switch next to each other and try to remake those levels because they're really good levels. I like them. But anyways, I was hoping that Mario Maker would have a lot more support, like the original one did with the Amiibo costumes. Mm-hmm. And this is the biggest and final update for Super Mario Maker 2, but it's a fucking big one. First things first, you get to have the mushroom from Super Mario Brothers 2 in there, which means you can become the sprite from Super Mario Brothers 2 and pick up objects like you did in that game. And this is the first time in this game that Mario 2 was even referenced because it goes Mario 1, 3, World, and 3D what was the other World. One? 3D World. But that's in this one. Was it always just the three games?
Well, I thought it was four games. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, new Super Mario Bros.
Oh, yeah. New. That's right. Duh.
Yeah. So new. That's cool. And they also included a frog suit from Super Mario Bros. 3.
Very cool.
All right. You know, there's other costumes like the Tanuki suit I would have liked to see, but hey, that's cool.
Here they. I love you so much, but you're the consummate gamer sometimes. Like, why? Give me that costume I want.
Well, I'm saying you have a billion costumes. Why the frog? Why not the Hammer Bros?
Touche. I loved the. Right? I loved the frog as a kid.
I mean, it's cute, but I don't know. It's Mario Maker. I want all of them, not just one.
I know. I enjoy antagonizing.
What else did they add in there? They added the Koopalings as bosses, so you can actually have not just Bowser and Bowser Jr. Now you have all the Koopalings in there as well.
Of course. I'm an idiot. Never mind. I was going to ask if you can put multiple. Yeah, obviously. You can throw like 30 Koopas if you wanted, or Bowsers. Mm-hmm. I'm an idiot.
Speaking of Koopas and Goombas and all that, you also have different costumes, which is like the Goomba costume, where you can march with a Goomba and other enemies won't attack you because they'll think you're one of them, which is cool. You know, the costumes actually take effect, unlike the other one where just like they're just costumes. You could play as Link, but he has no Link ability. He jumps like Mario.
Yeah.
But it was cool to see. I liked it. And the biggest thing, which is what everyone always wanted, was slopes. And that was added in the last update. Ha ha ha. I'm joking. People wanted slopes in the first Mario Maker.
Hold on, before you drop the hammer. Kaiser suggests Metal Mario. Okay, now.
Good as well. They should have had Super Mario 64 in here. Don't. I'm writing a letter. They added Course Maker. So you can literally just buy this game and play it forever. You'll never need to buy another 2D Mario game ever again with this. So Course Maker, you can even make your own map. You know that?
Yeah, it's got the overworld. Yeah.
The overworld. You can make your own overworld. So every level you just spontaneously threw out there and farted in the wind, you can make it level 2 in your world. And it doesn't matter if it makes no sense or not. It could be underground, it could be underwater, it could be in the snow. It doesn't matter. It's your own world. Do whatever you want.
So and,
you
how,
and the boss.
How many of them can you make? How many overworlds can you make?
Was it 6?
I thought it was 8.
Oh, how many actual worlds? Worlds, I don't know. Is it 8? I don't know how many levels in the world.
I think you can save 8, and I think you can save... I think you can save 40 courses between 8 overworlds. It's not 40 courses per overworld, is it? It just made it seem like you could do a full-on Mario game, like with proper overworlds and all that.
8 worlds containing a maximum of 40 course total.
Okay.
So
40 divided by... You can... 5, whatever.
2, 4.
Ooh, can you make a special world? I don't know. Like those...
I mean, aren't all those worlds special? Because you made them. And we're all unique. Right? I don't... This is awesome because I hated in Mario Maker 1 where I make a bunch of... All my levels were like... The levels were named after quotes from movies. Clever Girl. I can't think of anything else right now. And,
Clever
Must
Girl.
Go Faster. Clever Girl was one of them. Those are both Jurassic Parks. I think I said one of them was just called Marty. Marty, we gotta go back in time, Marty. So I had
that one Clever Girl.
The Clever Girl.
I don't know if you heard, dude. Every time someone mentioned that Resident Evil 3 was short, I giggled every fucking time.
Oh, really?
Last week, every single time.
Oh, short.
I'm like, I heard. I did. I heard. Okay, sorry. I don't know why that dragged me up so much.
It's called a callback. But yeah, when I made those levels, I wanted to make like a, I wanted to be in the world instead of farting out my code on Twitter where no one looked at except for dear old you. But it would have been cool to have like an actual coherent world that you can play all my levels instead of just the one.
Yeah.
And I believe you can download the block of levels. I believe they had that option in the first Mario Maker where it's like you made like 5 levels. You could download all 5 and play it that way. I don't remember. Maybe I'm lying. But, yeah, man, I'm probably lying for the attention. I like it. But yeah, so you can make your own course maker. But not only is it cool that you can put your levels in like a course world, you can make the fucking maps. I'm so excited to put little mountains with eyes all over the place just looking at each other. That's so cool.
That is.
It's cool. That's all I wanted.
And I'm glad that I have no interest in making any levels. So I'm thrilled about all of this. We'll give it a week to shake out. Can you download levels and add those to your overworld? Like, can I?
Like other people's levels?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be amazing. Why not? Like, if I made my own, like, I just.
But that's like being a compilation on YouTube. You're like, here's this guy's video. I'm going to throw it in mine. Now I'm going to get the credit.
No, that's not what I mean. Okay. I'm thinking about it more as like a curation, like your own playlist. Like, I like my own.
Mario for myself.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I'm sure you can share it too if you want to be a dickhole about it. Because I know you can download levels to your console.
Dude, like, but I'd share my playlist. Like, it's not like I would get credit for any of the levels made. Like, you would have to.
You didn't write any of those songs in your playlist?
Yeah.
Are you not DJ Khaled? No. Is that a guy? That's a guy, right?
It is, and I am.
I don't know. I don't only know him from the Aladdin movie when Will Smith
screamed that name at the beginning. I lathered up in cocoa butter in the shower every morning, so.
You what?
I feel like I saw a meme of him, like, in cocoa butter, like, in a shower.
Oh, cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter.
I thought you said you watched the movie Coco and felt better. And I was like, all right, I just watched Coco too, and I feel great. It's a good movie.
I'll keep that in my back pocket, though.
Yeah, it's very good. If you want to, well, every Pixar movie makes me on the verge of crying. They also
fuck this. I don't watch Pixar movies anymore. Like, I just flat out won't. Like, Onward came out. Fuck that. Someone's like, oh yeah, like dad and brother stuff. I'm like, I'm out. I'm fucking out. No way. I'm gonna watch that. No way. No way. If I'm gonna cry over like a movie or something, I want it to not be like a cheap. like the Disney thing. You know what I mean?
All I kept thinking of was, thank God his dad was reborn with pants on, because, man, that'd be a different movie if it wasn't for that. Just be a dick hanging all over the place.
It would be. It would be. I don't.
Okay. I don't know if people think about this. I mean, think about it. If you're coming back to life, you wouldn't be wearing clothes.
Okay,
you'd be naked.
All right, I do not understand the premise of Onward at all in any way. I have no idea what it's about. I heard someone say Onward is available on Disney Plus, and yes, it'll hit you in the heart if you're close to your dad or your brother or something like that. I'm like, I'm fucking
not every picture. I'm like, fucking Toy Story made me cry.
Yeah.
Because I was growing older.
Dude, I heard what a piece of shit I am. I heard 4 was super sad. Never going to watch it. Never even going to try it. I'm out on Pixar movies. Done.
Yeah. Up has a terrible beginning. She can't have a baby, or the baby died or something. I'm like, what is this? What am I doing?
My problem is Fievel and Dumbo, dude. That's like American Tail and Fievel, or in Dumbo. Those are the reasons why I can't.
Like, when she's rocking fucking Dumbo and all the dogs are like, arr,
arr. Yeah, he loses his mom right away. Fievel loses his family right away. Like, that fucking sucks. That's terrifying as a kid.
Bambi, fucking Simba, fucking. We don't know who Aladdin's parents are. We know they're dead.
Yeah, American Tail and Dumbo were the one. You're right. It is all of them, but those are the two that got me personally.
That's fair.
That mess you up at all? Did you have any of that?
For Dumbo? No.
Dumbo. I mean, that, like, as a kid, like, did you get like any aversions to any genres because of...
Goofy movie, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah?
Because that came out the same time my dad died when I was young. And the movie's all about Max and his dad. And they're like... angry at each other, and I'm like, why are you mad at him? He's not gonna be there forever. Fucking Max. So, and then I bought the soundtrack, and I love that movie.
Okay,
well, yeah, that more than Lion King, because my dad wasn't the king, he was just a guy.
I did buy
Goofy is more like my dad, he's just a guy.
I bought American Tail on Blu-ray, still haven't watched it, but bought it. Felt like, well, it needs to go in the
I've never seen that movie.
Really? Fievel?
Yeah,
come on.
I don't think I did.
It's fucking, it is really good, it's intense.
Yeah, I don't think I watched that one. I think
Kaiser jumps in. He says, a dad reincarnated without pants? That happened in Jack Frost starring Michael Keaton. LOL. Haven't seen American Tail since I was 3. Probably because it fucked you up too, Kaiser.
I'm getting that mixed up with a lot of mouse movies, though. It's a mouse, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting that mixed up with Aristocrats and – or not Aristocrats. Aristocats and
– Rescuers?
Rescuers, they all intertwine. They're all mouse movies, so.
Chip and Dale somewhere, even though there's not mice, there's mouses in there, Mises.
Mises.
Witches. Isn't
that from Christmas Carol?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Witches, remember Witches, the movie Witches? The Roald Dahl book, based on the Roald Dahl book?
No, I don't remember Witches.
It was like the witch trying to turn people into rats and like mice. And like this, no, like,
I don't remember that at all.
Hotel in England? No? Oh, man. It's trippy. Roald Dahl is a man. All right. Mario Maker update. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about let's talk about the Xbox logo.
Well, I figure we spoke about the PS5 logo, which was just a PS5 logo. Xbox came out with their logo for the new Series X. It's a little bit more creative. Kind of like a shoe brand, but, you know, that's just me. What do I know?
I thought it looked really lazy in 1999.
Yeah. Well, it's because they keep using the letter X for extreme. Maybe I'll stop doing it.
No, but it's even the way they have Series up the side.
That's why it looks like a shoe brand. That's something I would see on a shoe.
Absolutely.
And the like Nike Series X.
This, honest to God, looks like someone fucking forgot about their homework assignment. I swear that's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's PS5 logo.
Like, they chalked that. I mean, they determined what those logos are. Someone was real smart and was like, dude, I got the next 20 years of my work covered. This is the one afternoon.
What was Xbox One? What was their logo? Did they even have a logo?
Yeah, it was kind of like an X that was fatter in the middle and like spine thinner.
Okay.
Almost kind of bulbed a little bit in a way.
Because the 360 was a globe.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That was cool.
Like Xbox and like the O was kind of, I don't know. You'd know it if you saw it. It was green. and it said Xbox and was kind of thin and pointy.
I'd have like an X in a box and like a bunch of little X's around it because it's like the Xbox and Series X, right? Is that fucking better than a goddamn line that says Series on the side?
That's like the one of those riddles that you get in grade school.
Yeah. 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 That's why they call me the Riddler.
Kaiser mentions Rock-a-Doodle-Doo. Also, Hocus Pocus is his go-to witch movie.
Rock-a-Doodle-Doo was that sort of live action or does it end in live action in any way?
I don't know.
That's the Rock-a-Doodle. He's like Elvis sort of.
Yeah, I was going to say I can picture like an Elvis rooster.
I think at the end of the movie, there's like a live action credit sequence or something like that. Okay. I want to say, I don't know. I watched a movie once.
Kaiser says yes.
Stuck with me. Yes! Holy shit! I haven't watched that movie since I was like fucking two. I don't know how old I was, but I've seen that movie once. And I remember the Rock-a-Doodle. Fuck. Weird. Weird. You just like unlocked a part of my brain with Rock-a-Doodle. Get back in there. I was happy with that part of my mind.
What else is going to leak out? Okay. Yeah. Other witch movies. Hold on. I got two other witch movies. Do you remember the witch movie with Tim Curry as like the headmaster vampire witch dude?
No.
It was in like the early 80s.
No.
Damn. What about the... She was a pretty redheaded girl. Maybe the love interest in Karate Kid 3. But also had the... there was a witch lady that was... It was called Teen Witch. And the short little lady from Poltergeist was in it.
Oh, the one that was like a doll?
Yeah.
I don't want to say, like, she looked weird, because...
You know. Well, I did. To me, she looked weird. I don't know, like, I never shook that. She looked weird to me.
And she sounded like this. Like,
yes, that lady. Yeah, she's passed away.
I don't... Yeah, she did. I don't know... No, I don't know that, either.
No, not Rocky Horror Picture Show. No. That's funny. God. All right, moving on.
I'm not a big fan of witch movies. I didn't even like that movie, The Witch, the new one.
I haven't seen it yet. I'd like to watch it.
Oh God, it was so boring. I couldn't get through. Well, I can't understand like really thick fucking British accents and they all speak so low. They're like, what? Okay. That's why I can't watch like The Office UK. It's hard to watch. All I hear is, bloody cunt she is. I'm like, well, I understood that part. I don't know what else you said. God damn it. It's my Britishness.
Your British bigotry.
I'm proud of who I am.
Who you hate.
No, I don't hate. I just can't understand them, especially when they speak so low. Bloody cunt. That's what they say.
They do say bloody cunt a lot.
Yeah, it's like saying shit, holy shit, in that area of that part of the world.
You're right.
So thank you. I don't mean in a derogatory way. I mean it in a British way, which is lovely. Bloody cunt. Show title.
Yeah.
We'll be like, we're good. Speaking of Xbox and being dumb,
all Commonwealth Kaiser does point out all Commonwealth countries hate each other. Scott shakes fist at Canada and Ireland. He's in Australia.
What'd you say?
Kaiser made a joke. All Commonwealth countries hate each other. Scott shakes fist at Canada and Ireland.
Yeah, I know what he said.
Oh, okay, I thought you didn't hear me.
I heard you.
Then I didn't hear you. Xbox players can now donate. I don't know where we got off the rails there.
Well, I was doing a segue. I mean, speaking of Xbox doing stupid things, here's a nice thing they're doing.
Oh.
It's very hard to find Xbox news because I don't have an Xbox, and it's really hard for me to care about these things.
Get Xbox news without being on the Xbox.
I know, but I don't care.
Fair enough. That's a problem. I guess I'm going to open up this tweet. And it's going to tell me that there are two more ways to support while you game. Xbox players in the U.S. can now donate their Microsoft reward points to UN Foundation and Global Giving, in addition to the CDC Foundation. We match every dollar. So that's what Xbox does. UN Foundation is the United Nations Foundation, and Global Giving is the Global Giving charity. So that's awesome.
Another reason I didn't care is because we don't have Microsoft Reward. I don't know what that is. So that's awesome.
Oh, we do here. That's
they just give shit away in the States, eh? That's it. Just here. Some fucking Disney points.
It's the land of
here's Disney free. Plus and fucking Hulu. What's Hulu? I don't know. I didn't get that.
What's Vudu? Vudu just got bought by Fandango. I thought about you when I saw that headline. I'm like, Kevin might
Grim
be.
Fandango's a game.
I'm like, it is a game. Yes. Tim Schafer, right? Isn't that a
Yes.
All right.
I started playing that or showing Hannah because we just watched Coco. It has to do with like that Day of the Dead theme, and Grim Fandango's sort of the same idea. And then I realized I don't like point and click games anymore, so I decided against it. And it's huge. Also, Kaiser, Matilda is a witch. Sorry, I looked at the chat. Because I wanted to make sure what you said about the Shakespeare's of Canada, I understood it properly, and I was too embarrassed to ask you again, because I didn't want you to yell at me, but I did hear what you said. I just wanted to confirm it, and I read it again, and I did confirm that it is what I heard. And
throwing me under the bus, preemptively making me a dickhead. Yeah, I'd say Matilda's a witch for sure.
Wait, hold on. No, going back to that, it's like when you're in a store with someone, or you're working at Best Buy, and a customer goes up to you and goes, you're like, sorry? And they're like, and then you do the whole, yeah, you have no idea what they ask, and you already laughed, so you're not going to ask them again. So you're going to kind of walk with them until they bring it up naturally in the sentence. You know, yesterday I was walking, and I thought to myself, my printer broke. Oh, printer. Okay, that's where we are. Anyways, Matilda's a witch. I had a crush on her when we were the same age. Let's relax, people. Every time I say this to my wife, she's like, ew, disgusting. I'm like, no. When she was six, I was six. We're the same age.
Yeah.
It's like Alicia Cuthbert from PMK. We're the same age.
That's a really
crush on her then.
That's a really good yardstick to she's always looked like a child to me. Well, not anymore.
Matilda? But
yeah. Because I was that much older than she was.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, like, I was more of the...
My girl.
The older... It. Like, I was... You know in Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
I was, like, the older sibling's age.
Okay. And I was, like, you know, the Karate... not Karate Kid. Three Ninjas?
Yeah.
I was the wiener kid who kept eating... Yeah. Yes, I kept... I was him.
I was Rocky.
Yeah.
I loved sense. Emily.
Yeah, fucking awesome.
All right.
But yeah, Matilda also has that great song by the Grassroots, I think. They believe in the young. So let
not Grassroots, Rusted Root.
Yes. Oh my God, that video is awful. It's
send
so
me
good.
On my way.
God, such a good song. Rusted Root? He says, does he say, do you believe we were young? What does he say? Do you believe in the young? Do you believe in the young? So lift me up. And then I like the do 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 do. Every time I pretend to clean my house, I sing that song and point at shit and hope it moves. and no one gets it but me. So God, I love that movie, Miss Trenchcoat. Oh, god damn, what a great movie. I'm big, you're little. I'm smart, you're dumb. Fuck, awesome. Awesome. God damn it, Kaiser. Let's meet up for some beers.
I know. Don't you want to hang out with Kaiser? Oh, Christina Ricci for me. Yes, dude. I'm with you on Christina Ricci, dude. I absolutely, loved yeah. her. Casper, man.
Yep.
Shut it down. I was in fifth, sixth grade when that came out. I saw that in the theater. Huh?
Was she Wednesday Adams or was that Winona Ryder? I get them mixed up.
She was Wednesday Adams.
Okay, yes. It's the big eyes. That's what did it.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely. Xbox rewards or Microsoft rewards points, they give you things that you can like redeem towards gift cards and stuff if you participate in like Bing stuff. So if you search enough times on Bing, you do enough surveys, all that kind of stuff, you build up rewards.
Really? Oh, so if you participate, so cool.
Yeah, but you have to like go through all Microsoft stuff.
Still, it's like Nintendo when they used to offer you rewards. I mean, they offer you coins now, I guess, but
kind of it's bullshit. But that used to be awesome.
Oh,
Nintendo rewards used to be great.
Well, I have like 30 gold coins. So I keep
a cent per dollar. Get the fuck out of here. 1%. Ooh, thanks.
But if you buy a game for a dollar, you get a dollar coin or a coin.
It says you get a penny off your next purchase, not a dollar off your next purchase.
No, wait. Yeah. Well, I have 100 points? That's like $30, isn't it? That cannot be 30 cents. Get out of here.
No, 30 coins is 30 cents.
Yes, yes.
And if you spend $30, they'll give you like 3 coins. Maybe it's 30 coins. Yeah. I'm saying it's not enough. It's not even as high as tax. That's bullshit.
No.
Bullshit.
No, it's not enough.
That's what I'm getting at.
I used to go to like EB Games and take all the Club Nintendo. Like I opened the box and there would be like a slip there and I'd take it. Or I wouldn't take it. I'd take a photo of my phone and then go home and
dirty.
Oh yeah. Okay,
that's theft.
Really theft.
You broke some kid. You ruined fucking days, man, left and right. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess if you're in the US and you do Microsoft Rewards, go through their Twitter stuff and help support the crisis right now. All right, yeah. Man. Well, we have some sales that we want to get to before we talk about what we've been playing. So let's see what you recommend.
All right. So on Nintendo's having a spring sale. They're having a spring sale, Capcom spring sale. They're having a whole bunch of sales. They always have sales. But here are some things that I noticed that were very, very cheap. Ghostbusters, the remaster game that I played earlier this year and I paid $50 for because I didn't know it was on the what's the console? The Switch is on sale. For America, I think it's $11.99 and Canada's like $15.99 or something like that, which is amazing because this just came out in like late last year. And if I had known this existed on the Switch, I also didn't have a Switch at the time, but I would obviously prefer to buy it on the Switch because to have this game on the go and like play it, lying down or just not having to play it at home is great. And it's a great game. And I highly recommend Ghostbusters game because it is Ghostbusters 3, like I've said before. Now, I don't like the remastered one, but that's because I played the original one. The remastered added no love to it. Doesn't mean it's bad. It just means they could have done more, which they didn't. They literally just took the original game and threw it on a different console. And they got rid of multiplayer. But it's the same game. The load times are faster. You only have to hear the four chords of Ghostbusters twice, as opposed to like halfway through the song and the game starts. That was the worst part of that game. You die and you hear like din 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 din. You're like, okay, it's a little faster, a little better. So that's better. But yes, it's on sale for $15.99 America. Sorry, I was incorrect. So $20 Canadian. So it's half off. Normal price is $40. So that's awesome. The other game that's on sale is one that I actually heard Dustin talk about, and he was excited about it, which is a game called Flashback. Have you heard of Flashback?
No.
So didn't Dustin spoke about this, right?
I confirmed that he spoke about it, yes.
Okay, what are we laughing at? I feel like
Did you ask if I had heard about it or whatever? Then I had to say no, because obviously I have. If Justin talked about this, I'm like, yes. I'm like, have you heard about it? If he had talked about it, I had heard about it, right? That's the joke.
But okay, I get it now. But you can also be like this and not actually hear what he said.
That's true. But he talked about this a lot.
Yes, he did. Okay.
Fair point, Kevin. Fair point.
Thank you. Thank you. So Flashback, I actually bought this because of Dustin.
Sorry.
Back then.
What up, Ben? Ben Martin's here. It's good to see you, man.
Picture. Oh, Ben. What's up, Ben?
Good to see you, man. Hope he's staying safe. And he's in New York, or usually lives in like the New York City area. So hope.
Well, oh, shit.
That's the like scariest part of the US right now. So hope you're doing well, man. Okay, sorry.
Flashback. We're flashing back.
Flashback.
Flashback. From what I've seen so far, I bought this on the iPhone. It's kind of like Another World, like those old school games, trial and error games where you run right and then you die and you're like, well, I'm not going right this time. I'm going to go up and then right. And then you survive. And then next screen, someone shoots you. And now you know to slide under the, like, it's one of those, I hate those games with a passion and I don't like them. But I like the style of them, which is what Flashback is, because you can play the retro way and the modern way. Anyways, long story short, the game is $1.24 instead of $24.99. So it's $1 for this game. And this game is awesome. Like I said, you can play the retro style or you can switch it on the spot to the modern version.
Very cool.
All they did was like upscale the graphics, add a little more detail, but it still looks like the same game. And they also did the same thing with the music. I have this on the phone. I just bought it on the Switch because it's $1. If I bought it for $1 on the phone, for a portable console, why the hell not? And yeah, might as well check it out for that price. I don't like these kind of games, like I said, but why not? The other sale that we have here is that well, it's not really a sale, but Xbox, it's hard with Xbox because there's so many different sales on it all the time, just like PS4 has. But for Xbox Game Pass, they're going to have Red Dead Redemption 2 be part of that.
Holy shit. Which I did not see that.
Yeah. So I think
Game Pass is the fucking shit, man. I love Game Pass. It really is. It's awesome. It really is.
And I am so envious of Game Pass because Ori and the Willowing Wisps, or whatever the fuck it's called, and Gears of War, or Girls of War, as they call it, like all Dead Rising 4, like all these games are on Game Pass.
Halo Master Chief Collection. There's
Outer Worlds.
Hollow Knight, Outer Worlds.
Like, unbelievable.
It's awesome. And I'm paid up until February of next year already.
Dude, I have three deals. Like, I have three slips of like monthly game passes for Xbox Pass. I don't even have an Xbox.
Brutal.
I have the free. Yeah, I'm like, what? Why do I even have these? Can people give it to me at work?
And I've got xCloud. I'm in the xCloud beta, which is that they're streaming, which is way better than. I can't wait to talk about Stadia, man. What a fucking load of shit that is. Sorry, the second whisk is getting to me, so the F bombs are starting to fly.
But yeah, so it's not really a sale, but it is a cool deal to
That's
throw
awesome.
On there.
Yeah, if you got Game Pass, get Red Dead 2.
Amazing. And PlayStation's having a huge ass spring sale as well. I'm not going to go through all of your 500 games, but these are the two that stood out to me. Assassin's Creed Origins Deluxe Pack, which is two games in one, I believe, for $3.99.
That's crazy.
Right?
And I heard Origins is awesome. It was an 80-hour game, too.
Right?
Sea of Thieves and Game Pass as well. Sorry. Sea of Thieves was big.
Yes, Game Pass is great. I get it. So, I mean, I'm not even a big fan of Assassin's Creed Origin, and I'm probably never going to play it because I don't like Assassin's Creed, but I bought it because it was $3.99. So, and Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, which is an unbelievable game, $3.99 as well.
That's
like a 50-plus hour game. It's the best one with the stupidest story, and I hate it so much, but I love the gameplay.
That's $8 for approximately 130 hours of gameplay right there. That's a pretty good deal.
Wild, man.
Ben is in Brooklyn, so yeah, my one of my good buddies growing up, Ben, is an ER doctor in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Fucking crazy, yeah. So,
geez, what am I doing my life?
I went to grade school with some staggeringly impressive people. It's crazy. Ben says I have a damn cool and unique retro video game related story I wanted to share with you guys. I'll email it to you. Oh, if it comes in before the show, definitely want to share it.
Yeah.
If not, we'll earmark it for next one. Any PS1 games that you see on that you saw on sale, Kevin?
I didn't look for PS1 games. No.
So Kaiser was asking.
You know what? I will absolutely do that for next time though.
You said the Double Dragon Trilogy is a buck right now instead of...
Yeah, so this is for iOS sales. I don't know how to look for Android sales.
Don't worry
Google
about
Play,
it.
I think. Yeah, okay, because I know...
Don't worry about it.
Pirate it. Okay. So for iOS, Double Dragon Trilogy, which is the game we were talking about not too long ago, is on sale for $1. That's three arcade version Double Dragon games. So instead of $3, it's $1. And that game, Another World, that I said I hate so much because it's the same as Flashback, is also on sale for $1 on the iPhone. So I own both those games. So, all four, because it's 3-in-1. So let me know what you think of these sales. Not like if you think the sales are like, oh, that's awesome. But like if you want me to keep doing this, I'll look for more. I'll definitely look in PS1 games because that's something I usually look into, but I just modded my Vita, so I don't have to look at PS1 games anymore. But yeah, no, that's something I definitely will do for next time.
Cool. All right, man. Well, that's it for deals. I guess we'll have to come up with a soundbite for deals. I'll have to edit a little for news as well. Now that I got a little soundboard options, I just got to sit down and grind some of these out, man. It's nice.
I can't hear the game shop music from the Wii without wanting to cry.
Oh, no. It's going to have to be a callback, not for real.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, I mean, like, now, if I'm, like, ever turn on the Wii. And it goes
immediately if I hear that.
Yeah. Man, I had so much time and creativity back then. Not so much now.
Well, how about we switch orders up a little bit? I'm going to talk about what I've been playing, kind of rip through some of this stuff. Does that sound cool?
Yeah, go for it.
So I've talked about how I do like xCloud streaming for Xbox. It works mostly pretty well. Google Stadia kind of launched again, I guess, but like you don't need the Founders Edition to use it now.
They said it was free now because of the COVID thing, right?
Yeah.
That's what I read? Okay.
Yes. So I had I got two months of the Stadia Pro, which gave me like six games that I can like, none that I was excited about that I either already owned it or, there was Destiny 2.
So what is Google Stadia Pro?
It is.
Is that like Pornhub Pro premium?
Sure. I guess.
Like I would never pay.
What do you get in Pornhub? What do you get in Pornhub premium?
I don't know. I just need a trailer. I'm good. Okay. I don't need anything else.
My understanding of premium is that it like gives you the ability for the 4K stuff.
Oh, okay.
Also, I think that you get discounts on the retail price of the game.
Okay.
But you still have to buy games. I thought
you do have to buy games.
No, Stadia, okay. Stadia is like going to Walmart or going to PlayStation Store. You buy the game individually. You buy the license for it. Going to Steam, you buy the game. It is not a Netflix-style service. And you stream it, yes.
Hmm, okay. So, that's weird.
So it's out. So let's assume the pricing structure, terrible pricing structure. Let's not consider that, okay? For the sake of this, all right? Like, because that's irrelevant to what my complaints are.
Okay.
Because I'm playing it for free. Right. So this is my opportunity. It is shit. It is really, really bad, man. Like
the quality?
It's unacceptably bad. You know what, man? I don't even know.
Okay.
Because it has no controller support.
Don't you need the Google Stadia controller or does it support anything? I don't know what Stadia is. Is it like an app?
It's a platform. What is Facebook? Describe to me Facebook.
It's an app.
Okay. Then it's an app. Okay, then it's a website.
Okay.
It's so it's a way for you to access a Google computer that is somewhere else. And it plays the game for you and gives it to you.
Gotcha, okay.
Now, it's a gaming service, so you would anticipate native, awesome game support. The only controller that's wirelessly supported right now is the Stadia one, which you did have to buy, right? Now, mouse and keyboard works fine. But okay. I can't play a racing game with a controller right now. I can't plug in my Xbox One controller wired. Didn't work. Huh. And it just flat out says no wireless controller support on the website. So I don't know if it works.
Hmm.
Because it doesn't work.
But they offer this premium thing for free for now. But you still need that controller to play the games.
Need's not true. You can play with a mouse and a keyboard.
Okay. It'll make the experience better with a controller. That's kind of a dick move.
Why? Explain to me dick move.
Because they're saying it's free, but it's like, oh, cool, this thing I can... It's like having a Ferrari, but having no... premium gas around. You're like, oh cool, I have this car, but you're not supplying me with the thing I need to drive it.
Yeah, like they gave me 2 free months, but so fucking what, I can't play it. It loads, right? The car turns on but I can't go anywhere. Like, it wasn't like the video quality that I saw a little bit wasn't that very good. It was fine, but yeah. I felt xCloud at times has been way better. Halo has been better than Grid.
Yeah,
so it's big old fart noise. Google Stadia is... And the thing that sucks is I had a lot of high hopes for Stadia. A lot. Yeah. It is terrible. Okay. Moving on.
Or like you said, it just came and...
I don't know what they're doing. Just launched in November. Launched in November. And they still can't... You still can't use an Xbox One controller? Are you kidding? That's weird.
You can use that on Steam, right?
That is unbelievable to me. Not just Steam, dude. Everything. Like, it is the controller. That is the default control scheme. Yeah. It's wildly unacceptable. Like, I can't believe that they put it out there.
And do you think they did that to sell more Stadia controllers? Do you think that
No.
Oh, or they're just not thinking. Dude,
they got so much money. You think they can't? They're not making money off of hardware? No, hell no. They just shat it out. They're just too big.
Oh, okay.
They just half-assed it. They just didn't. when you have more money than God, it doesn't matter if you succeed or fail. You just get to play with stuff. Like, there's no... You can tell that there is no ramifications for this failing. From
there's
Google.
Just like... Bleh.
There's no... There's, I mean, other than, you know, some people will probably lose their job. So, like, there's some personal stakes. But as a company, there is zero, or there appears to be, zero motivation for them to have this be successful.
So why even start?
Well, that's how you get a Google. You have people that just want to figure stuff out. Can you? Huh. I don't know. Do you have the resources to try? Yeah, let's try. That's how. That's why Google has
it
all these.
It just sounds like somebody with a lot of money who like have an interest here and then like get bored of it and then keep going this way. Like, here's $100. Do something with it. Ah, I'm bored. Let me go here.
Well, $100 million.
$100. Well, yeah.
Do something with it. Yeah. Well, look at all the Google platforms that have started, and you know, Google Reader and Waves and you know, FeedBurner's on its last legs. Google, you know, GChat's been molded away, and Google Hangouts is going away and getting rebranded, and
Google Plus,
Google Plus. It's just like they take a lot of they just take a lot of stuff away.
Yeah.
So, like, Microsoft can't fuck up the game. Xbox is too important to Microsoft.
Yeah.
Well,
that sucks.
I did download a game called Freedom Finger on Switch, because...
Scott, that sounds like a shovelware game. What are you doing? That's like the kind of games I buy that you yell at me about.
It's not a dollar. It's not free. It is a game that I spent $15 on, because Aesop Rock is one of my favorite musical artists ever. Not Aesop Rocky. It's a guy named Aesop Rock.
Okay.
If I say I really like a rapper named Aesop Rocky, like, I do not find that guy's rap good. So okay. I want to look. I'm particular. I care about it. You don't care.
Not that I don't care. I don't know.
You don't know, but I care. I care if that's misrepresented. Aesop Rocky stinks. Aesop Rock is someone I really like, and he's on the soundtrack of this game, and it's a shooter. It's got a lot of stoner humor in it, but. Kevin, it's a little too hard. I have not been able to get to my favorite artist stages yet. I've enjoyed...
Is it like a 2D shooter or what?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So it kind of sounds like my friend, my buddy Pedro, whatever that game is called.
I don't remember that game, so I'll say yes.
Cool.
But the music actually has been excellent, even though I bought it so that I could finally listen to... ASAP Rock. All the music leading up has been excellent so far, but it's really hard. It has this really interesting game mechanic where you're just a middle finger, a fist with a middle finger sticking out, shooting bullets.
Okay.
And
I like this game already.
And you can punch or grab items in your environment that are coming at you, and sometimes that will give you a weapon that you can lose if you get hit, but you can always grab other items or other things. And sometimes it's just something you can throw. Or there will be switches or things in the environment that you need to punch into other items. It's really fun and cool with a cool soundtrack. Huh. And it's all like kind of hand-drawn, has a very Adult Swim kind of vibe. Feels like it would be on there.
Freedom Finger, never heard of it.
I hadn't either. It was just... ASAP Rock was on it, and I really, 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 really love ASAP Rock. So check that out. The Namco.
I'm looking at the screenshots. Sorry, I was looking at screenshots of it right now. It kind of has like a Cuphead feel to it. R-Type meets Cuphead. Is that fair to say? I don't know. I see like a more, giant pink monster.
Like I feel like more monster. Like a more like Ren and Stimpy style.
Yeah, I mean like hand-drawn animation when I say Cuphead.
It is hand-drawn animation, absolutely.
Oh, you know what? This game actually looks pretty rad.
It is good.
Is it like R-Type?
Yes.
Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm in.
R-Type, I'm Radius, in. That kind of stuff, yep.
I'll keep that on the on my... what's this
if
thing
nothing
called?
Else, listen to, if nothing else, listen to Aesop Rock or over Freedom Finger. If we're going to do anything, anybody listening to this, If you're not familiar with A$AP Rock. The album Nunchuck Bass from 2007 is where I would start.
Okay.
Or the song Daylight. God damn, I fucking love that. Oh, the best rapper alive. All right. Anyways, I played Namco Museum. I'm disappointed in the control scheme for the vertical stuff that I can't play the, I can't change the controls around. Part of me wants to hold the little Joy-Cons like at the very bottom of the tablet and then have the vertical switch lined up.
I never tested the vertical. I just tested the vertical to see if it worked and it did. But the thing I found dumb was that they didn't make the screen wide and vertical. Like, it didn't take up the full screen.
Yeah, they still left a bezel.
Yeah.
I was like,
I was confused by that. I'm like, what's the point of flipping it then if you're going to.
Jeremy Parrish from Retronauts and 1UP and all that, he put out a Kickstarter a few years ago where it was like a 3D printed kind of slider mechanism. If you know the little controller converter that comes with the Switch that you slide the Joy-Cons into? Imagine stretching that out wide so that you could put the Switch vertically between the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
I'm sorry, had you seen that before? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I can picture exactly when you said like a vertical controller, that's exactly what I thought it would be.
Which would be awesome for this. Right now, the best way to play it is to like prop it up and then play it with a controller.
That's if you're playing vertically. I've had no problem playing standard
mode. It's so little. It's so itty bitty.
Well, you can go into the settings to like zoom in and like, play with duration. Okay,
I guess I didn't.
Which is what I did. It does stretch it out a bit, but the games are like crud otherwise. And I do like the artwork on the outside of it, but Splatterhouse, I have to zoom in as much as possible. I mean, that game, you want to see those pixels.
Splatterhouse, I played widescreen or handheld. I guess I was thinking like specifically Galaga. Full disclosure here, I've only played two of the games in the collection. Splatterhouse and Galaga. And it was mostly Galaga. I will say Galaga feels good though. It feels right.
Yeah. So. They're it's a great library, and I bought it for Splatterhouse. So, and I played it, and the thing is, if you go into suspend mode or if you it's something that if you do something in the game or save states, if you use save states, it doesn't count towards the leaderboard. So I'm like, I actually have to have a moment to sit down and play this whole game from beginning to end. But I have to find time to do that because I don't know how long the game is. It must be short because it's an arcade game, right? So
yeah, I have this weird, like hyper-specific memory, and I don't know if it's true or not. But I feel like Derek Alexander, the guy that used to go by Happy Video Game Nerd,
okay,
said that he would beat Splatterhouse without dying because he got just so good at the rhythm of the game.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hard game. It's the jumps are heavy. The punches seem delayed. It could just be me. I don't know.
Well, I think it's kind of like Castlevania. Eventually, you like get attuned to the feel, and you.
And I can't figure if I want to use the stick or the D-pad or the D-pad, quote unquote.
I'd probably lean. I kept leaning stick because I imagine that was what was in the arcade.
That's true. That is true. Because I was using the D-pad for like precision jumping, but then in the part with the bloodworms when they're attacking you, I had to use the stick so I can keep kicking down. But if I use the D-pad, my fingers burn. I don't know. I kept switching back and forth, but I don't regret that game at all. I love that museum.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Pac-Man's always fun to play with people, and the other games that they have on there, Tropic Rolling Thunder or something like that. Those games look cool. I want to try them out as well.
Dig Dug, so that's cool. Let's see here. Oh, we got some chat going on. Been ignoring. Kaiser's going to look into Freedom Finger. I got the Namco Museum on sale too. I was a bit disappointed with that game though, he says. Glad I only paid $12 for it. It feels very stripped down compared to other Namco collections.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. Like the Namco Museum. Sorry, you have the Namco Museum on the PlayStation, which is like Namco Museum Volume 1. It's like 12 games, and Volume 2 has like... yeah, I agree with him. I expected more games for what it is. Namco Museum? This isn't a museum. This is the lobby to the museum. Like, I want more games. But, yeah, sorry.
The Flip Grip is the name of the item that we were talking about that Jeremy Parrish put out. I miss the old virtual museum mode from the PS1 games. He said, did you see the Namco NES collection that's coming in Japan?
No.
I did not. I had no idea. The Namco Museum. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know.
Huh.
I'll have to Google that. But it's a collection of the NES and Namco games. I don't know what would be on there. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So, also, I did pick up in the Switch sale. I periodically have people that come over and I need to play multiplayer games, and I'm sick of busting out Dive Kick and Towerfall. I bought Monopoly on the Switch, which I normally I'm not a Monopoly guy.
Yeah,
but there was a 360 or Monopoly on the 360 that was amazing.
Is it the family one? Family something?
Don't know. Something city maybe. Okay. I don't know. Don't know.
Okay,
but it let you do all that like bullshit house rule stuff. You could like haggle and negotiate.
The bank is in the middle. Is that they allow that?
Which is really easy to like offer one person something you wouldn't offer another person.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were playing with multiple people, you could gang up like you would in real life the board game.
Where okay.
Normally in digital, the reason I state that is normally in digital board games, there are artificial walls that won't let you do something that you would do in the actual iteration of the game.
Yeah.
So,
well, the digital games are the games with the rules intact.
Like, as they're supposed to be, with not much flexibility.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
there were ways in that one that you could really fuck somebody if you did, if you were ganging up on them. And that's what you do in Monopoly. You gang up on people and knock them out.
Yeah.
This is what you do.
And then they get upset, flip the board, and then...
Right? But because this does all of it so fast, there's no counting, like the bank is instant. You could play like a full-on intense real Monopoly game in 30 minutes instead of 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah.
So I bought that on Switch just because, you never know. And
is it online for that?
I don't know. I just bought it.
Okay. I can't imagine how that would be.
I bought it strictly for local, so I have no idea. Also, I'd have no really interest in playing online Monopoly.
Oh, no, I'm wondering because like I could probably play with my brother one day.
Yeah, I have no idea. It was so cheap. It was like $5. I'm like, well, just in case.
Yeah.
And then I did pick up Toe Jam and Earl, which we do need to play.
Yes, we do. Fuck, I love that game. That music used to be the music for my top 10. The Toe Jam and Earl music in the background.
Yeah.
No, Toe Jam and Earl, the remake, whatever the hell you want to call it, Back in the Groove. Awesome. Awesome, awesome game. Cool. I wasn't a big fan of the way it looked.
It was a little flashy.
Yeah, it was, but it's the Toe Jam and Earl game we always wanted, just reimagined. It's great.
And lastly, I did finish Devs, the TV show miniseries concluded. Alex Garland did it again. I don't know what it is about that guy. I just
I don't remember who that is. What did he do?
The Ex Machina. I can't tell if you're trolling me or not.
No, I have a terrible memory. The name sounds
familiar, but... Yeah, I talk about him every other show. He's that director from Ex Machina. He did Annihilation.
Right. Okay, I'm back.
Dread 2012, did the screenplay. 28 Days Later, did the screenplay for Sunshine. Wrote the book The Beach that Danny Boyle adapted with the Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Wrote the best-selling New York Times book Tesseract, which I'm reading right now.
Mm.
Wrote the game script for Devil May Cry, the DMC.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
The new? With the pizza crust penis?
Yeah, he's fucking dude's done a lot, and it's been excellent. And Devs is awesome. I love it. I fucking love Devs. I like
when
how
I have time
ended.
To watch TV again, I'll give that a shot.
It's one of those.
You and I are the same, like we say before, we're always on the same page, but like a little bit different.
Sure.
Like we had the same taste of stuff, but
you got to be with Devs in the mood for something intense.
Okay,
it's not just like, "Eh, I'm bored. I'm gonna throw something on." You got to be ready to pay attention and think about what the concepts that people are talking about. It's high level sci-fi conceptually. It takes place in like near future, or maybe even current day San Francisco. That's fucking awesome. Well,
when I used to work. During my lunch, I have an hour to myself, and I always watch a show on my phone. And I've watched every the Central Park 5 show that they had on Netflix. I watched that on my lunch. So I because I'm more I pay more attention at work.
Because
I can't go on my phone to like fuck off because I'm on my phone and there's no one around me to talk to me. No kid, no wife, no anything. So
this would be hard to like. I would be hard to go back to talking to people after some of these episodes. Like, I would not want this to be like a midday break show.
Oh, no.
I don't know, but that's, everyone's different, right? Maybe, yeah. Like, me personally, that's what I'm saying. Like, after some of these episodes, I just wanted to, like, sit and think about stuff. All right. Let's see here. Ben says, just got the email off. All right, so cool. We'll get to that in a little bit. Very, very cool, so sit tight. Some good stuff from Ben. So that's it for me. So Kevin, what have you been playing, man?
So I finally finished Yoshi's Crafted World for the Switch. God damn, I hate Yoshi games. I the last boss, they're like, you need 30 sunflowers. I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta go back and like get all these goddamn stupid sunflowers and do your stupid targets and get these stupid flowers. And I did that and I beat the last boss. I was like, awesome, whatever. And then a new world unlocks, and it's like, hey, you need 60 sunflowers to come here. Do you want to continue? I'm like, no, I'm done. The credits rolled. I'm good. If you gave me that new world, but you want me to go back to levels I already played and did not enjoy to beat targets that are almost impossible to get flowers to unlock this world that's harder? No. What part of that sounds fun? I hate Yoshi games, but it was on sale, so I bought it. But saw credits, deleted it off my Switch. I've had that for a while, and I don't like it. But I know people like Yoshi games. I, after speaking to you last week about OMG for the Vita, that zombie pachinko game that mm-hmm. I was talking about, where it's just chain, and I was telling you how I'm not going to buy the HD version. What am I, stupid? The stupidest thing I've ever seen. I looked up the HD version. It's a completely different game. It's a sequel.
Oh.
It's just it's a stupid title. That's the problem. So OMG.
The HD, Wii U of OMG games.
Yeah, so I looked up the screenshots because I was like, $8. What the hell is this noise? And then, I looked at the screenshots. I'm like, oh, those are different zombies. Oh, that's a different environment. Oh, this is a completely different game. So I bought it. And it comes with trophies and, you know, more levels. They actually – it feels like the original OMG, the PS Mini games, as they were called, was like the beta for this – what they actually wanted to make, which is this game. So it's great. And I bought it on the Vita because I was like, there's no other place that this game exists. And then Domenez told me on Twitter it was available on the Switch. And I was like, fuck. I would have preferred to buy it on the Switch to play it on my TV because I've only played this game on my Vita or my PSP. So it would have been really rad to see this game on the TV because it's a black and white game and the only thing that's in color is the blood. So it looks cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll buy it on the Switch when it comes on sale for $1 because he said he bought it for $1, I think. So it's bound to... It's just funny. I never crossed my mind to look at the Switch first to see if it was there. I'm sure it's the same price. I prefer to play on the Switch because then I can play on the Switch on a TV or in portable mode, which now I'm only stuck in portable, but it's fucking awesome. I've been playing it for a week now, and I just sit down, play for like, I don't know, fuck off for 30 minutes and then put it down and pick it up again. It's not the kind of game you play for hours. You like go in there, try, you get gold, cool, buy an upgrade. I'll get to the next level eventually. It's no rush. But yeah, it's a completely different game. I still highly recommend either OMG or OMG HD. If you only have a PSP, buy it. And, the other game I started getting into was, Rise of the Tomb Raider because I use your method of removing games that are on my backlog that I have no intention of playing. So my PS4 was really bad. I have a folder called Full Games, which has like 30 plus hour games. And then I have a folder called Quick Games, which is like, Binding of Isaac, Enter the Gungeon, like all these like little Downwell, sure. Downfall, all these little indie games. But I don't know, 85% of those games in those folders, I had no desire to play yet. And in my full games, had like 17 full titles, Neo, Nier, Noi, Noir, all those games in there, got rid of them all. And I kept 3. Darksiders 3, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and Event Horizon, because I heard good things about that game as well. So I started with Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Event Horizon? No, Horizon Zero.
Horizon Zero, sorry. That game.
Event Horizon's like a movie.
Movie, yeah. So I was like, Rise of the Tomb Raider, I bought 2 years ago when it was on sale, and I really liked the original one, and I never played it, and I was like, I should probably play this game.
I liked Rise is the second one?
I like it too.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's the second one. I like it too. It's more or less Tomb Raider. The game is a bit buggy that I found, and then the same issue happened with the original Tomb Raider. When I replayed on the PS4, I like suspended the game in mid glide at a certain point, not glide, when she like hangs down zip lines, and then my game corrupted. And then I looked online, and the place where I suspended the game is a known bug. that exact area. That exact area and that exact thing. If you do that, the game will corrupt itself. And there's no patch, there's no fix. And I did that. And what sucked in that game was that I was so close to the ending, but I went back to get all the collectibles. And that's when I suspended the game. So I did see the ending already. This is my second playthrough. I wanted to play that before I played this one.
Okay.
To kind of remember what happened. But I said, fuck it. Let me just play Rise of the Tomb Raider. And although I do like Rise of the Tomb Raider, I have glitches where sometimes the button square doesn't work. So you can't dig or hang or do any action items. Or sometimes she'll be standing outside holding a glow stick as if she's in a cave. And I can't make her hand go down, so therefore I can't use her hand for a bow and arrow. Like, I've had weird things like that. Or typical hanging, and then, you know, you fall through the wall. Or you fall through the floor. And I've had that happen when I'm not jumping. I'm just hanging. And then her legs swivel through the wall. And then she's like, ah! Like, as if she fell.
Well, I played on PC. I didn't have...
It's weird.
I didn't have those problems. I played a much better port than you. That would drive me insane.
It does a bit because it's happening so often. It's different.
It's not your fault.
And I can't like, the map says here's coins, and I'm trying to press square to dig at the coins, and I'm like, fuck it, I can't. Maybe it's me. Maybe I already discovered it. All right, let me hang zipline. Why can't square does nothing? And I had to reset the game, and then it worked. Or I had to just like die somewhere and it worked. I don't know. It's weird. But I like the game. It's Tomb Raider. It's very long. I like exploration games like Uncharted and stuff like that. I like, that's where I have to go. I'm going to go the opposite end and find shit. But the game has a lot of trophies related to online multiplayer. So when I see that, I automatically get turned off trying to platinum it. Cause I'm like, I need online multiplayer to platinum this game.
Oh yeah.
So I'm good. I'm not going to platinum it. I'm just going to play it and have fun along the ride.
Cool, cool.
And I have all the DLC, I think, because there's a bunch of costumes in there. So I don't know.
All right. Well, we got an email to read. We got a story. And then I think we had a couple of things from Demez. Not from last episode. Okay. Let me see if I got an email from him. I don't want to miss anything. Don't want to hold. I was going to try to go to the Aerosmith song. Don't want to fall
asleep.
Don't
want to miss. Thing.
Yeah,
that one.
There was a joke in there. I just whiffed. Okay. God, I hate him. But I've never seen it.
Armageddon. Yeah. Oh, it's so cheesy.
Or the other one that came out. But
even then, I thought it was crap.
Yeah, most people did. I worked at a driving range. It was my first job when that song came out, and that song was on the radio a lot.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. I hate it, but it's a beautiful song. I understand when a song is beautiful.
Sure, but they took the beauty way out of it.
Titanic song.
Yeah. My Heart Will Go On. Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
I suppose. Ben says, classic video game figure needs a house call. Okay, so none of us have read this email, so I'm going to do my best here. I'm not very good at reading aloud. So Ben just wrote us an email. The subject is video game figure needs a house call. Hi, fellas. Through strange and serendipitous circumstances. Oh, boy, there's a lot of big words out of the gate, Kevin. I'm in trouble. Through strange and serendipitous circumstances, I had the pleasure to make acquaintance of the creator of one of the most well-known pieces of music in video game history. That's fucking awesome. So my girlfriend is a professional musician, jealous, who happens to be from Winnipeg, Canada. No one's perfect. No one's perfect.
Still.
No, that's also very cool. Love Canada. Though currently lives in Brooklyn, she is a dynamic and ever interesting character that also happens to have a veterinary degree.
Wow. Oh my God. I want to marry her up.
Dude, everyone talks about their girlfriend at camp from Canada. So I think we're in a little bit of territory here. Ben, you don't need to church up. We like you anyways. He goes, she mentioned that one of her colleagues is in a bi-monthly production that participates in New York City. They wrote and performed the freaking Carmen Sandiego song. His name is Sean Altman. A few nights ago, he and his wife got in touch with Wendy, my girlfriend, for an emergency Zoom meeting because one of their kids' guinea pigs wasn't right and needed some pro advice. Dude, that's crazy.
Sean Altman, he wrote the Carmen Sandiego song?
Wrote and performed the Carmen Sandiego song.
But Oh my god, that's amazing. Carmen San, which one? The acapella one, the
Carmen
TV show
San Diego.
One?
I don't know.
Well, there's two. There's the acapella one for the video, for the game show, and then there's the Carmen San Diego. Carmen San Diego. There's two of them.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Yes,
oh, I mean, he wrote
performed
the song
originally. So we'll see. He'll catch up in the chat. Let me keep going.
Still, whatever. That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah, which one? Which one is it, Ben? But how wild is, so he's like asking his girlfriend for veterinary advice because their kid's guinea pig sick. Wendy introduced me. We had a little exchange and I told him I was a big fan. He then went on to discuss how they're trying to deal with making a living as a professional musician, relying on gigs in the current climate. They're both doing online live performances and sessions. That's very cool.
Oh, that is really
good. Wendy does one every Wednesday evening that I help with. You'll have to send me a link. We'll definitely put that in the description. I personally would like to check it out. Yeah. A friend of Wendy's is the guy who wrote Stacy's mom, who recently passed away from COVID. Really? She knew the guy from There Might Be Giants? That's crazy. Right? That's who did that, isn't it?
No, it was Fountains of Wayne?
Yeah, Fountains of Wayne. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't Fountains of Wayne also have Little Birdhouse in My Soul? I feel like that was, I love.
Oh, that I don't know.
Whoever did Little Birdhouse in My Soul is just an amazing, yeah, Fountains of Wayne. That's crazy. He said, Sean mentioned
the guy who wrote Stacy's mom died of COVID?
Yes.
Holy shit.
You didn't
okay.
see that? Yeah, he was like 51 or something. Yeah, it was like trending on Twitter.
Wow.
No, Birdhouse was They Might Be Giants, not Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah, similar. I can see the
confusion. It was around that. Yeah, they came out around that. Sean mentioned he's doing custom songs and performances by request as well. Oh, maybe a classic jingle by the man himself. Wouldn't that be something? We'll click on those Amazon links, people. Get us a theme song. Although it couldn't be a permanent replacement. We've had Ben Landis in here for a long time. I'll get you guys a specific he is offering already to give us the details of hers and his performances very soon. Best Ben. Cool. Thanks, man. I would love to do that. I will subscribe to whatever platform they're using. But yeah, definitely either email them or throw them in the chat. Actually, email it so that when Kevin works on the show notes, he'll put that together. So, dude, that's wild.
I just looked. I looked him up. Sean Altman, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he worked on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, the game show, which is the acapella version.
The one that I know. The one that if I could choose the one I want him to have written is that one.
Yeah. I know and like both of them, but I know the acapella one very well.
That feels more – everybody knows that one.
Yeah, because the other one is more like Ghostbusters Extreme where they like upped it a bit.
Yeah.
It's still pretty good though. That's a really good song. No matter what, the Carmen Sandiego song is really good. I never thought about it till now, but it's a really
it's
great
awesome.
Song.
It's a great yeah. song. After you know what, outro music this week. We're gonna do shout out to Sean. He's also a super nice guy. We're gonna do Carmen Sandiego outro. If it's not the right one, we're sorry. It's the thought that counts, right?
Yes. Yeah, from what I see here, it's the game show that he worked on, so it has to be the acapella one. That's the only thing I could think of.
Me too. So that's awesome.
By Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego by Rockapella?
That's it.
He's in Rock. He's
tell
in
me
Rockapella.
He's the guy with the long blonde hair. Okay, all right, we got to get going.
Yeah, sorry. We're all so we like that story. So that was great.
Yeah. a guy whose sister used to babysit me a lot, and he babysat me a couple times. He's a Broadway, musician, actor, and he had COVID. He was in the paper today. He's recovering from it.
Oh, wow.
But it was like, what the hell? What the hell, Gavin? Izzy Acapella. This is awesome. Man, I missed out on the Carmen Sandiego game show. This is Kaiser. I did watch the Crypt Keeper and the Aztecs game show back in the day. Those were freaking awesome.
Too. There was a whole bunch of game shows. It's Alive. Those are Canadian shows. So I don't know if you guys got it, but
we got a lot of Canadian stuff where I live because we're really close. Those aren't really.
It's Alive had Weird Al in it for whatever reason.
That's not. Oh, that sounds awesome.
He was like a guest appearance one time.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck. I miss those shows. It's all slime related.
There was a I used to love the game shows too when we were kids. There
except
was
Carmen Sandiego. I watched that, but I never really knew how to play it. I just remember at the end they put like a giant police siren on a map.
That to,
like,
blew my mind. I was always so impressed with those kids.
Yeah, I was dumb as a fucking turtle. I was like, I don't know. I like characters on screen. Look at this guy. He's green.
I was actually pretty decent at Carmen Sandiego. Not the geography thing at the end, but during the game, I was pretty good. I really loved a game called Make the Grade on Nickelodeon. That was short-lived, and it was like Jeopardy slash... Double Dare is not quite right because they weren't like they were events, but they weren't like gonna get you dirty and stuff like that. So
yeah,
all right, man, let's call it a show. I want to try to edit this tonight and get it uploaded and all that, and get to sleep at an appropriate time. We'll see if I get that.
Tomorrow's Friday. That's right.
Tomorrow is Friday. Thank goodness. All right. Well. Thank you for listening to the show. Right. I forgot how to end it. All right. I want to thank Ben Landis for letting us use his song Through the Forest as our intro music. And thank you to Cubby for letting us use the song Tidal Force as our outro music. If you'd like to subscribe to our podcast, just search for Classic Elite at your favorite podcast catcher. Please leave us a review if you see us on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, Stitcher, any of that kind of stuff. Our social media, we have the same handle everywhere. That's ClassicL337. That's at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Amazon, all that great stuff. Again, we do have affiliate links. So if you do shop at Amazon, if you click on our links, we will get a commission if you do end up buying something. So anyways, that's going to be it for episode 317, the Classic Leap podcast. And I want to thank, last second comment by Kaiser. He says, we had a show here called Amazing. It was a trivia game that ended with two teams battling over a Nintendo game. The winners of the Nintendo game will get to search for keys in a Donkey Kong themed maze. That's amazing. No, I didn't even mean that as a pun. What an incredible game. I would have went nuts over that.
Oh, maze. Got it. A maze. Bing.
It's a great name for a show.
It is.
I liked how the DKs were set up as hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil. That's really cool. Super fun. All right, well, Kaiser, thanks for hanging out. Good afternoon to you. Ben, good evening to you, kind friends. And keep an eye out in the show notes. If it's not this week and next week's show, we will definitely be showing you how to listen to Ben's girlfriend and Mr. Altman play some cool tunes online. Thanks, everybody, very much for listening to episode 317 of the Classic Elite Podcast. And we'll see you next week for episode 318.
Bye-bye.
In the world is...
Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, tell me where in the world...
Oh, tell me where can she be?
To Thailand, Milan, Amsterdam, Bali, to Bali, Ohio, Hawaii.
Yeah, she glides around the globe and she flim-flam every nation. She's a double-dealing diva with a taste for thievery. Her itinerary.